On the first day of February, sunny but cold as a frog's balls, a man named Lane Kuhlman stepped off a flight at Miami International, rented a mainstream Buick, and headed south to meet a man in Key West. He nearly made it. 27 miles from Kuhlman's destination, an old green Firebird bashed his car from behind. The impact failed to trigger the Buick's airbags, but Kuhlman heard the rear bumper dragging. He steered off the highway and dialed 911. In the mirror, he saw the Firebird, its grill crimped and steaming, pull onto the shoulder. Ahead stood a sign that read, "Ramrod Key." Kuhlman went to check on the other driver, a woman in her mid-30s with red hair.
"Super-duper sorry," she said.
"What the hell happened?"
"Just a nick. Barely bleeding."
She held her phone in one hand and a disposable razor in the other.
"Are you out of your mind?" said Kuhlman.
The driver's jeans and panties were bunched around her knees. She'd been shaving herself when she smashed Kuhlman's rental car.
"I got a date," she explained.
"You couldn't take care of that at home?"
"No way. My husband would get so pissed."
"Unreal," said Kuhlman.
The woman was wearing a maroon fleece jacket and rhinestone flip-flops. On her pale thigh was the razor mark.
"How about a little privacy?" she said. "I'm not quite done here."
Kuhlman walked back to the Buick and called the man he was supposed to meet in Key West.
"I'll be a few minutes late. You're not going to believe what just happened," he said on the man's voicemail, leaving it at that.
The cops arrived and wrote up the red-haired pube shaver for careless driving. Naturally, she had no collision insurance. That would be Avis's problem, not Lane Kuhlman's. A tow truck hauled away the Firebird, which needed a new front end, including a radiator. The woman approached Kuhlman and asked for a ride.
"Tell your date to come get you," he said.
One of the police officers had pried the damaged bumper from the Buick, and Kuhlman was trying to fit it into the back seat.
"He doesn't have a car,"
said the woman, who'd buttoned her jeans. She was attractive in a loose and scattered way. Kuhlman had a weakness for redheads.
"See, I work for an escort service. We go to where the client's at," she said.
"Yes, I understand the concept."
The woman's fleece was unzipped, and beneath it she wore a black sequined top.
"Her toes must be freezing in those flip-flops," Kuhlman thought.
The temperature was 55 degrees with a biting north wind, Arctic conditions for the Florida Keys.
"My name's Mary," she said, "spelled like Merry Christmas."
"My name's Bob," said Kuhlman, "spelled like Bob."
"Does that mean you'll give me a lift?"
"Why not?"
Kuhlman said. The worst mistake he would ever make.